It's the radio segment that wants to do a remake of the movie Home Alone as a horror film.
What?
Now, there's no robbers or murdering in it. It's just a kid who gets left by himself without the Wi-Fi password.
Kevin!
It's Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories around the globe just like everyone else does, except we have a laser and those other sticky bandits just don't. This first Laser Story is out of the friendly skies.
Ooh, I like it here.
Some are saying Southwest Airlines found a way to make flying even more unbearable. Because the other day, he gave every passenger on the plane a ukulele.
What?
Either annoying or wholesome, I can't decide.
Why?
The airline teamed up with Guitar Center to surprise a flight full of customers flying from Long Beach to Honolulu.
Oh, that makes sense. See, they're going to Hawaii. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And when the passengers board the plane, each one had a ukulele waiting in their seat.
Yeah, it's not, though. Like, what could be worse? Like, a group of third graders with recorders?
Oh, you know? Yeah, like, that's true.
And if you were hoping that they were required to put the guitars directly up into the luggage rack till the end of the flight, think again.
Uh-oh.
Because band people play them?
Once in the air, the entire plane was given a 20-minute lesson on how to play the song Hello, Aloha, How Are You?
There is no way your noise-canceling headphones are going to cancel that out.
I don't know why you'd want to cancel that out. That's a good time. People quickly took to Twitter, though, to let Southwest know this sounds like their absolute worst nightmare.
Yeah.
One person said, trapped thousands of feet in the air with 180 people strumming ukuleles they don't know how to play.
Yeah.
Sounds like the opposite of fun.
Seriously. Oh, my God. It's so amazing.
But some people love the idea and hope Southwest continues to make flying fun again.
Oh, I hope drum kits for everybody next time.
Hey, guys. We're flying to Australia, so there's a didgeridoo on every single...
This next laser story is out of the world of work. Living in North America definitely has its upsides, but it can also be exhausting. So maybe you've thought at one time or another to just pick up and move to, I don't know, Iceland?
Not once.
Okay. Yeah. I would like to visit. I don't know about living.
Yeah.
Well, while you're in Iceland, maybe work for a yogurt factory or something.
What is going on?
I mean, Icelandic yogurt is actually delicious.
And I say that because now you have that chance. The fancy yogurt company Siggy's will pay one person $50,000 to move to Iceland.
To do what?
If you get it, is to share your experience on social media about what it's like to work in a yogurt factory with their new 4-day work week, which was recently implemented.
Now I'm interested.
Yeah, me too.
You also have to document your own experiences exploring Iceland and immersing yourself in the culture.
Oh, sounds terrible.
To apply for the role, you'll need a valid passport, strong writing skills, and a passion for photography and yogurt.
I've never met anybody with a passion for yogurt, but I'm sure they're out there.
Someone's got to be out there. We're going to put up a link to apply at the Brooke and Jeffrey Instagram page. You can find it in our stories. Plus, another video of Alexis eating salad and nuts in her desk.
Mm.
Her
Why
favorite
do you keep
thing
saying
to do.
That? I love junk food, Jeff.
I've never seen it. I know Alexis isn't moving to Iceland anytime soon.
No.
This next laser story is out of pet headquarters.
Yay!
An insta-famous French bulldog just dropped a new line of pet collars.
And
be prepared to spend $55,000 for a single item.
What the heck? For the dog?
Izzy the Frenchie has more than 1.1 million followers, and she just collaborated with the brand Twilla True to release a full line of bling just for pets.
Oh, la, la.
So there's a picture of Izzy with her new pet bling line.
Cute dog.
There actually like a market for $55,000 pet necklaces?
You only need to sell one a year, Brooke, and then they make their profit for their whole annual profit.
Obviously, they have diamond dog collars.
Oh my God.
Diamond dog tags and diamond bracelets for your pooch. A pair of 14 karat gold paw print earrings go for $425.
How are you putting earrings on a dog, Jeff?
Slip-ons, probably. Sorry, Alexis.
Just saying.
She knows. She gets it.
That's cheap compared to the 14-carat dog collar outfitted with diamonds listed at $52,600.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I can't imagine finding this dog and being like, oh, let's return it to your owner. I see the collar. I'm like, whoa, yink.
Yeah.
It says stolen from a dog.
Yeah.
According to her bio, Izzy is known as the pint-sized Joan Rivers with feisty opinions. Is this real?
Okay with that?
People just are projecting onto their dogs. Like, oh, she is just a loudmouth little. Yeah.
According to Izzy's owners, she loves the Christians.
Oh.
Christian Dior, Christian Cowan, and Christian Siriano.
Daniel.
All she wants to do is chew him up.
Yeah, literally.
Don't be jealous of Izzy because apparently she's also celebrity friends with Whoopi Goldberg and has even partied with Elon Musk.
Why does that last part actually check out for me?
So what's next for Izzy? According to the Bark Report, which is
the Bark Report? Get out of here.
It's the TMZ for high-profile pooches.
It is not. Leave. If
soon,
I look that up, is that true?
Izzy is going to drop an NFT that's NSFW.
Oh, not safe for work.
So, what's she doing?
Look out for that.
Oh, my God. That was too much.
This next laser store is out of Survival Central. They say there are no dumb questions, but that doesn't mean all questions are smart either.
Okay, because they've been listening to our show.
Absolutely true, but like this, if you were wearing Crocs in a survival situation, could you take them off your smelly feet and eat them?
Gross.
Are we actually going to go into this?
Have you guys like not rubber? Heard that? If you get like stranded somewhere, you can eat your shoes to survive?
No.
You've never heard that?
No. I don't know what survival school you went to in LA.
It's a real question people have been asking online since at least 2006, and plenty of people claim it's true.
Oh my God. Can you imagine Tom Hanks actually eating Wilson the volleyball?
So a writer for a reputable online publication decided to look into it.
Wait, eating the Crocs?
What?
Yep. And basically the claim is they're made of a non-toxic material, and that material is called Croslite, and it's 98% feedstock, a plant-based substance made out of things like straw. So, you know, maybe, right?
Hey.
I'm not eating straw either, Jeff.
Well, the writer talked to a dietitian who clarified that just because something's non-toxic doesn't mean it's edible.
You got some big testicles to pull this off, bro.
So don't eat the Crocs.
Yeah.
Don't eat the Crocs. This was a confusing message. How would you even eat them?
The experts that he spoke with said we probably don't have the right enzymes in our stomachs to break it down. So
it's interesting because
a handful of people have actually tried this.
What?
Oh, no.
Get out.
For example, a kid in St. Louis took a steak-sized bite of a Croc back in 2016.
What?
He boiled it first to soften it up. And then he cut off a piece, dipped it in some sriracha, and said it actually didn't taste that bad.
Duh.
Oh, wow, it's a green one. Almost looks like avocado.
Unfortunately, the makers of Crocs actually had to weigh in on this. And they just said, please don't eat our shoes.
Yeah.
Although, they said don't eat them. They didn't say what else you couldn't do with them. And so
that's
this turtle's going to take his liberties. And that sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time, on Wednesday.